thousands of mostly school-aged children from the Nairobi slum of Korogosho gathered in a covered churchyard tucked amongst shambling tin houses for a morning of music and songs. It was their contribution to a 90-country, 24-hour campaign to end global poverty. Event organiser Sylvia Michuli explained it was appropriate that most of the attendees were children, as poverty hits the youngest hardest.
Most families in the poorest slums across Africa do not even have access to a meal a day. And the worst affected, of course, are children.
In 2000, world leaders from 189 countries signed up to the Millennium Development Goals. 8 basic promises to slash poverty, tackle HIV and AIDS, and increase access to education, amongst others, all by the year 2015. But with less than 7 years to go before deadline, young campaigners like Richard Bosire say African leaders have tossed these promises aside and forgotten about places like Korogosho.
This is where most people are hit by this problem of poverty. Look around the slums, the kind of shelter they have, the sanitation, the health facilities they are lacking. That is why I decided to come to Korogosho, at least to create awareness. And when it's going to be reported in the media, at least our leaders can remember that these places exist and they have to do something about it.
Global organisers of the Stand Up and Speak Out Day estimate tens of millions of people worldwide will take to their feet and demand leaders end global poverty that they say kills 50,000 people a day. But apart from the kids, most of Korogosho's adult residents did not attend the event. Trader Julius Mugwala said Kenyan leaders had forsaken the people of Korogosho. Mugwala preferred to stay away from the event to hawk his second-hand clothes and perhaps make a little money.
Our leaders, they ignore us. We elect them. After electing them, we don't see them. They go there for good. They only come back when it is time for election. Yes. After electing them, they go and sit there. They forget people around here.
Kenya is gearing up for national elections in December. Multi-party polls have become the norm across much of Africa, a continent once dominated by military strongmen, earning praise and support from Western governments and aid groups. Like democracy, economic growth is on the rise in most African countries too. Life ought to be getting better. But power and wealth is not equitably distributed, and millions, like Mugwala, feel forgotten. Sarah Simpson for VOA News, Nairobi.